8. Rhapsody. Watching Garrett head toward the portal to the training dungeon through the eyes of my avatar was concerning in a way I didn't quite expect. For one, the man was quite unlike I'd expected to be in more ways than one. And as I thought about our initial meeting, I couldn't help but flush slightly. Granted, the man hadn't known who I was when we talked, but the idea that he would want to mate with me pleased me in a way I couldn't quite describe. It had been a long time since anyone had thought of me in such a way, and the idea of what it might be like kept flitting through my mind even as I tried to keep my attention on the here and now. Not that there was much I could do until he returned from the training dungeon, and though I was worried about his safety, I knew he would return. Of all the humans I'd watched, he was by far my favorite. He was a gifted player, sure, and he was well trained, but that wasn't why I liked watching him. No, it was more his innateness, if that made sense. When most people played, they did so in a brutish way, never quite mastering the game, but instead choosing to force their wills upon it and dominate it in a way the game was never meant to be played, and in doing so, they would often plateau. Those that managed to surpass their limits often found themselves heading toward yet another wall and unable to break through. It was often due to their belief in themselves that they no longer needed to learn because they had spent countless hours perfecting their craft. That was an interesting notion, and so far, as I'd seen, it was incredibly false. One always needed to strive to be stronger, to move past each and every plateau and shatter every limit. That was the only way to defeat Zaxxas, and we had to defeat him, for humanity and the universe at large. And I knew with everything in me that the only one who could do it was Garrett Andrews. He had shown a remarkable tendency to learn and grow beyond every limit. Even at the top of the ladder where he now stood, he looked for newer, better challenges. He constantly tested himself. And when he used random to win matches, well, I knew he was the one. Sure, Terraforma was one of those games that did randomly assign skills and classes based on what it thought the player would do well with. But at the same time, I'd seen players restart countless times to get an optimal build before beginning. What they didn't know was that the builds were always optimal if a player could find the right synergies. And that was something Garrett had been able to do time and time again. It was why I had chosen him out of the countless humans on his planet, because he wouldn't be able to change his class or abilities now that he was here. He would have to use what he got and forge it into a power unlike any the universe had ever seen. And there's no one better suited for that, I whispered as I turned my attention from my avatar and back out to the infinite cosmos. Off in the distance, almost too far to comprehend, I could feel the world devour as he consumed everything in his path in an unceasing, unending pit of hunger and entropy. He was still far away and there was still time, but that didn't mean I didn't worry for all those lost to his endless appetite. Oddly, though, I didn't find myself as worried as I had been. After all, Garrett had come, and he would win. I knew it in the core of my being.